Now, a big part of understanding the COVID-19 outbreak is figuring out two numbers: how many people have been infected with the virus that causes the disease, and how many people have died from it. Turns out those could actually be pretty complicated to figure out. Our colleagues at WisContext took a closer look this week at some of those challenges and how researchers are trying to solve them. Will Cushman is associate editor of WisContext. Will, welcome back.
Thanks, Rob.
Well, what do we mean when we talk about the COVID-19 fatality rate or death rate?
That's a good question. And I think that the answer depends on what data you're looking at. But basically, as you said in the intro there, the death rate is the number of people who have died versus the number of people who have been infected with COVID. So based on the data that we have, our numbers are always going to be pretty incomplete. They're getting better right now, but we're never going to know exactly how many people are infected with the disease or exactly how many people have died. But our understanding of the death rate is getting better over time.
And I know from the very beginning, when this was just something happening off in China, I talked to epidemiologists who said, yes, the number looks like 3%. But a key fact here is that's only a number that involves the people who have been tested for and diagnosed with COVID-19. It doesn't include the people who have it, but didn't show symptoms, didn't get tested. So that fatality rate usually is a little lower than that initial number makes us think. Have we seen that here?
Exactly. Yeah, that's a really, really good point, especially because, as we know now, so many people who are infected with the virus that causes COVID are asymptomatic and are likely not getting tested. So there's a whole lot of infections out there that are getting missed. And what we're seeing in Wisconsin, based on data of confirmed and probable cases, so cases where a test has confirmed infection and then confirmed deaths, so where someone with a confirmed infection dies, the state has what is called a case fatality rate. So that's the fatality rate for confirmed cases of 3.1%. So pretty close to what you said epidemiologists were saying at the beginning of the pandemic, based on kind of what was publicly known then. But we're pretty sure, epidemiologists are quite sure that the real death rate is quite a bit lower than even 3.1%.
That's the death rate. And then with the raw numbers of COVID-19 deaths, people who have died of COVID-19, in some ways that's trickier to count than I might have thought. Can you talk about some of the complicating factors there?
Totally. Yeah. So you're right. It's kind of surprising that we wouldn't necessarily have a really firm understanding of how many people have died from COVID. We track deaths as a society quite religiously. We know when, where, and how people died, or at least we think we do. And so in Wisconsin, we know that there are 689 people as of today who are confirmed to have died from COVID since March. But we don't know how many potential COVID deaths are out there that authorities have missed, basically because of a lack of testing. So it's the testing and then the subsequent death that leads to a confirmed death from COVID. So without knowing exactly how many infections are out there, we also do not know exactly how many people have died, especially people who may have died at home. So not in a hospital or nursing home or other healthcare setting. Some of those deaths at home are almost certainly getting lost, especially people who had other pre-existing health conditions that maybe were the death was confused by being caused by that condition rather than COVID.
And complicating things further, you share the story of at least one person who wasn't counted in the fatalities due to COVID-19. They did have a positive test for COVID-19, but they also had lung cancer. The medical examiner, whoever made that decision, said in this case it was lung cancer. So people who make these decisions might have to weigh two different causes at the same time.
Yeah. I thought that was a really interesting story. That was out of Racine County. I talked to the medical examiner there. And yeah, he said that there was a case of an individual in Racine County who died under hospice care. And they had tested positive for COVID. They were tested because they had a known exposure to COVID. But they subsequently died, but their attending physician, their doctor, was quite adamant. The medical examiner said that no, their death was really caused by end stage lung cancer and not by COVID. So determining these deaths is sometimes a kind of tough judgment call. And the medical examiner in that situation, he said that he deferred to the doctor, because as he said, the doctor knows best in that situation.
We're talking to Will Cushman, associate editor of WIS Context, about efforts to track how many people are infected with the coronavirus that causes COVID-19, how many people die when they get the illness, and the overall fatality rate and what it means for how we try to deal with the disease. Can you talk about what the death rate has looked like for the state, especially in different parts of the state in particular, Will?
Sure. Yeah, so right now we have a case fatality rate of 3.1%. That's fallen from a high of over 5% in late April. And yeah, as you alluded to right there, the burden of the death toll is really varied around the state. About half of the confirmed deaths in the state have occurred in Milwaukee County, which has the largest outbreak in the state as well. And Racine County has the second highest death rate. In southeastern Wisconsin in general, so Milwaukee, Racine, Kenosha counties have been experiencing more infections and more deaths. Deaths are also creeping up in Brown County, so around Green Bay, where there are some outbreaks related to meatpacking plants. And then there are also a few dozen deaths in Dane County, so in Madison, and then in Waukesha County. But even some smaller counties have pretty high death rates per capita. And often it seems that in these situations, a lot of those deaths are associated with outbreaks at long-term care facilities. And one thing that researchers are really quite positive about now is the disproportionate impact of COVID on older people. So really, the older you get, the more likely you are to suffer serious disease and to die. And so those outbreaks at long-term care facilities and nursing homes can really be quite deadly. And we've seen that in southwestern Wisconsin in particular, in Grant County and Richland County.
And Will, I know health experts aren't just collecting this data for data's sake. What are they hoping to do as they get to refine their numbers and the death rates and more better and better over time?
I think the hope is to be able to better inform public health decisions. So if you have a better idea of the overall death rate, you can make more informed decisions based on what you believe or know to be the relative risk of death. I think researchers are also quite interested still in figuring out who exactly is most at risk. So we just mentioned that age is a big risk factor for death with COVID. But there's research being published pretty much every day looking into other risk factors for death. So we know that chronic conditions like diabetes and cardiovascular disease seem to be a risk factor for death. And we're seeing disproportionate death rates in communities of color and minorities, we think partly because of their higher incidences of some of those chronic conditions.
We'll leave it there for now. Thank you so much for joining us again today.
Thanks a lot, Rob.
We've been talking to Will Cushman. He's associate editor for WIS Context. He joined us today to talk about the challenges of figuring out Wisconsin's COVID-19 death rate. He has a brand new piece about that with a lot more detail about how epidemiologists and others are trying to track this information and then make use of it. You can find that story online over at wiscontext.org. While you're there, you can see a lot of reporting from over the last couple of months, actually, on COVID-19, how it spread in the state, and how policymakers have tried to keep a handle on it. Again, find that all over at wiscontext.org and follow breaking news at wpr.org/news.